The Burning Issue of the Day by T.E. Kinsey, performed by Elizabeth Nolden. The Bristol News, Friday, the 28th of January, 1910. One dead in suffragette arson attack. A fire was deliberately started at the shop of H.A. Greenham of Thomas Street, Bristol, shortly before midnight on Tuesday. Mr. Greenham and his wife live above the shop, but were, thankfully, out for the evening. Tragically, their lodger, Mr. Christian Brookfield, a highly respected reporter for this newspaper, was apparently asleep in an upstairs bedroom where he was overcome by the smoke and flames and perished. Suffragette literature was found scattered in the street, as was a signed note claiming responsibility for the attack, which had been pinned to a nearby telephone pole. This is the suffragettes' usual means of claiming responsibility for their criminal damage. On Wednesday morning, the police arrested Miss Elizabeth Worrell of Woodfield Road, Redland, on suspicion of arson and murder. She was charged with both offences and appeared before magistrates on Wednesday morning, where she was indicted for trial at the Lent Assizes. She was remanded to the women's wing of Horfield Prison to await trial. It had been understood that the Women's Social and Political Union, the so-called suffragettes, had suspended their campaign of violence during this general election. It seems that the word of these reckless women cannot, after all, be trusted. Mr. Brookfield, their innocent victim, leaves no family, but this brave young man, whose integrity and industry shone a light into the darkest corners of our society, will be greatly missed, not just by those who worked alongside him, but by all the citizens of this great city.